Welcome to Clienteling Unveiled, the podcast where we delve into the world of clienteling and its impact on the luxury retail sector. I'm your host, Katie, and today we're discussing how emotions play a crucial role in luxury retail. Joining me are two guests who are experts in the field, Jeff Ellis and Myling Fournier. Welcome, Jeff and Myling.
Thank you for having us, Katie.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start by exploring why emotions are so important in luxury retail. Jeff, from your perspective, why do emotions play such a significant role in the luxury retail experience?
Emotions are at the core of the luxury retail experience because luxury is not just about the product, it's about the feeling that products evoke. Luxury consumers are looking for a sense of exclusivity, prestige, and connection with the brand. Emotions are what drive their purchasing decisions and create a lasting impression, defending the soul of the experience.
Myling, you have a deep understanding of clienteling strategies. How do you see clienteling contributing to the emotional connection between luxury brands and their customers?
Clienteling is the art of personalizing customer interactions, focusing on building emotional connections rather than just completing transactions. It involves using data to tailor the shopping experience to each individual, creating a sense of exclusivity and personal attention. This approach sets luxury brands apart as it goes beyond selling products to creating lasting relationships with customers.
Jeff, you mentioned earlier that luxury retail is about defending the soul of the experience. Can you elaborate on what that means?
It means preserving the emotional connection between the brand and the customer. Luxury retail is about creating joy for the customer and offering an experience that goes beyond just the transaction. It's about creating memories and emotions that last long after the purchase is made.
Myling, how can sales teams effectively use clienteling to create these emotional connections with customers?
To build strong emotional connections, sales teams can use clienteling to personalize every interaction. Every person wants to feel special and understood. Interact with them authentically and show that you understand their needs and wants. I think of clients as a good friend.
Jeff, what are some of the challenges that luxury brands face in implementing effective clienteling strategies, and how can they overcome them?
One of the biggest challenges is ensuring that sales teams have the right tools and training to effectively use clienteling strategies. Luxury brands need to invest in technology and training to empower their sales teams to create meaningful connections with customers. Additionally, brands need to be willing to adapt and evolve their clienteling strategies to meet the changing needs and expectations of their customers.
Thank you, Jeff and Myling, for sharing your insights into the role of emotions in luxury retail. It's clear that emotions are at the heart of the luxury retail experience, and that clienteling plays a crucial role in fostering these emotional connections. Join us next time on Clienteling Unveiled as we continue to explore the world of clienteling and its impact on the retail industry.